I am the light of the world. Who is the light of the world except God's Son? This, then, is merely a statement of the truth about yourself. It's the opposite of a statement of pride, of arrogance, or of self-deception. It does not describe the self-concept you have made. It does not refer to any of the characteristics with which you have endowed your idols. It refers to you as you were created by God. It simply states the truth. To the ego, today's idea is the epitome of self-glorification. But the ego does not understand humility, mistaking it for self-debasement. Humility consists of accepting your role in salvation and in taking no other. It is not humility to insist you cannot be the light of the world if that is the function God assigned to you. It is only arrogance that would assert this function cannot be for you, and arrogance is always of the ego. True humility requires that you accept today's idea because it is God's voice which tells you it is true. This is a beginning step in accepting your real function on earth. It is a giant stride toward taking your rightful place in salvation. It is a positive assertion of your right to be saved and an acknowledgement of the power that is given you to save others. It brings all the images you have made about yourself to the truth and helps you depart in peace, unburdened and certain of your purpose. I am the light of the world. As a bringer of salvation, this is obviously necessary. You are the light of the world. God has built his plan for the salvation of his Son on you.